Yeah.
Yes.
How do you say it there, old lady? Hello? Hey, old lady, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I left my wallet there about 2 days ago. Did anybody put it under the register? You know how you guys do that?
Uh-huh.
Can you look under the register for my wallet, please?
What does it look like?
It's brown. It has cards in it. Yeah, it has cards in it. Condom.
What's the name?
Huh?
What's the name?
It says Ralph Lauren.
Uh-huh. On the... And what's your name on your ID?
It says Ralph Lauren on the wallet.
You don't have an ID in it?
No, I keep my ID in my clip on the side.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Yes.
Hey, I was talking to that old girl over there. She was looking for my wallet. What happened? You people...
Oh,
look...
just a second.
Huh? Uh-huh. Who is this? Hey.
Yes.
Put me the owner or the manager on the phone right now, sir.
Okay, just a second, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Who am I speaking with?
I'm one of the assistant managers.
I demanded the manager, not an assistant manager. What's your function there? What do you do?
Excuse me?
I said I demanded to speak to the manager or the owner, not an assistant manager. What's your function there?
What's my function?
Yeah.
Well, my function right now is telling you that we look for your wallet with all due respect, and it's not here.
Well, you know, first of all, this is the first that I hear about this. Why are you coming off and putting on airs with me when you're on the phone? Someone used my wallet at the gas station down the street there for a large transaction just about 32 minutes ago, according to my information here when I talked to Chase Manhattan Bank.
Sir, obviously, if that's happened, I feel sorry about that, but I have nothing to do with that. We're not responsible for a lot of
I left the stuff on the table when I went to use the restroom. The man said he was on his lunch break, that he was going to watch it for me. I went to the bathroom. I washed my hands. I come back. The food in the box was gone, and my wallet was gone. I called the bank, and they say that someone already used it. So I want to know who this person is that was on their lunch break, who stole my wallet from the store on the lunch break, and are obviously coming back if they're not back already. Who did this thing?
What time were you here, Doctor?
It was a colored person. Who's the colored man that was over there on break?
Hold on. What time was this? When was this?
This is about 1 hour ago.
Okay. Well, here's what, partner. We don't have not a single colored person working here today.
Then who was on the lunch break? Because the man had shirt on and everything.
You said a colored person. We don't have a single colored person here working tonight at all in any capacity.
Nobody of ethnicity.
I don't know if maybe you called the wrong restaurant.
No. Listen.
Yeah.
I went on Maple.
Yeah.
The next thing I know, your employee stole my wallet.
No, you don't know that, first off.
Well, he identified him. No, he was identified purely and simply in your livery that he was he had a name tag on and everything.
Listen, why would you trust a busboy with your $1,500 Louis Vuitton wallet? For starters,
first of all, it's a Ralph Lauren wallet.
Well, Ralph Lauren.
I don't wear
Louis Vuitton. That's not that you don't know personally with something that personal. I don't understand. I'm not trying to be offensive.
You have so little control over the situation there as an assistant manager who I'm forced to talk to. You have such little control that you don't even know what the complaint is about. That it's not a Louis Vuitton.
Well, no, I understand. I understand what the complaint's about. Your wallet is missing. And apparently has been used since it's gone missing. I understand this.
I'm holding
what
you.
What I would like for you to understand is we have nothing to do with this situation.
Listen to me. I'm writing this up. I want to know immediately who's in charge right now. You tell me who's in charge. You? Because I'm putting a lawsuit on whoever's in charge. So who's in charge? Yes.
Okay. Good luck for that sticking, because we state on our menu we are not responsible for lost articles.
No. It doesn't say that in your menu at all, sir.
Yes, it does.
I have
yes,
a copy
for
you. No.
It may not say it on the to-go menu. It says it on our plastic menu. Yes, it does.
Well, unfortunately for you, sir, I wasn't given a copy of this, nor was I offered it, nor was it anywhere displayed in
Curio
Clear View.
You can go to any restaurant, and they are never responsible for lost articles.
But this is an employee. No. So you're saying that your employees steal all the time and that it's okay? That there's nothing?
Oh, I'm not saying anything of the nature. Don't put words in my mouth. We have a very trustworthy crew here.
Have you ever shoplifted before, sir?
I will have you know, sir, we had a $1,500 cash purse with $3,000 cash in it last month. It was left here. It was turned in by one of our busboys. It was recovered by the owner, and they were awarded a $50 bonus. We do not have people that steal here.
Well, I want to know who was in charge, who was on ship.
I am not at liberty to say at this point. I don't even know if this is a real call or not.
I demand disinformation.
For all I know.
Listen.
If you want to come down here and talk to us in person, feel free to do so.
Are you threatening me, sir?
Am I threatening
you? So I'm
going to
come down there, you're going to touch me, and you're going to touch me in my person.
I said if you would rather.
Listen.
I said,
listen.
Nice.